जय यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रज जन रंजना जय ब्रज जन रंजना जय यमुना तीरा बनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरा बनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक चारष्टोदरक्षि श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीला भाई शरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विपिट संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक चारष्टोदरक्षि श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की गंगा माई की जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी की कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदायिनी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की श्रील प्रभुपाद 125th एनिवर्सरी की श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी महामहोत्सव की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to assemble devotees. All glories to assemble devotees. All glories to assemble devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। On the occasion of Krishna Janmashtami, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, chapter entitled The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, Text 58. Iti Nandadayo Gopaha Krishna Rama Katham मुदा कुर्वन्तो रममाणश्च नाविन्दन् भववेदना इति नन्दादयो गोपाः कृष्ण राम कथा मुदा कुर्वन्तो रममाणश्च नाविन्दन् भववेदना इति नन्दादयो गोपाः कृष्ण राम कथां मुदा कुर्वन्तो रममाणश्च नाविन्दन् भववेदना इति नन्दादयो गोपाः कृष्ण राम कथां मुदा कुर्वन्तो रममाणश्च नाविन्दन् भववेदना। Cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj. Gopaha, cowherdmen, Krishna Rama Katham, narration of incidents in connection with Bhagavan Krishna and Rama, Muda, in great transcendental pleasure. Kuruvantaha, doing that. Ramamanaha, cha, enjoyed life and increased their affection for Krishna. Na, not. Avindan, perceived. Bhavavedana, the tribulations of material existence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this way, all the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, enjoyed topics about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great transcendental pleasure, and they could not even perceive material tribulations. Purport. Here is an instruction about the result of studying or discussing the Krishna Leelas that appear in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadyo hrdi avarudhyate trakritibhir susrushubhis tat kshanat. Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, second verse. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in Vrindavan appeared like ordinary persons of this material world, but they never felt the tribulations of this world, although they sometimes met many dangerous situations created by the demons. This is a practical example. If we follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, we can all be happy simply by discussing the activities of Krishna. Anartha upashamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokshaje lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvata samhitam. Bhagavatam, first canto, seventh chapter, sixth verse. Vyasadev has given this literature so that everyone may understand one's transcendental position simply by discussing Bhagavat Katha. Even at the present moment, everyone everywhere can be happy and free from material tribulations by following Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no need of austerities and penances, which in this age are very difficult to perform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore declared, Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. By our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam so that anyone in any part of the world can be absorbed in the Krishna consciousness movement by chanting and hearing about the activities of Krishna and be free from all material tribulations. Srila Prabhupada ki. So welcome to the most auspicious Janmashtami Mahotsav, Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. This particular verse and the purport was written by Srila Prabhupada just a few weeks before he departed. Srila Prabhupada did the translations up till the 13th chapter, and this is the 11th chapter. By the way of writing the commentary of this, he has proved that he is living what he is speaking through this purport. Kurvanto ramamanascha na vindan bhava vedana. Krishna appears in this world to leave behind subject matter which can help us remain absorbed in always remembering how to serve and please Krishna. By hearing about the pastimes of the Brajavasis in Vrindavan, we can always remain absorbed in how the only question which should be resounding in our mind 24/7 should be, how can I please Krishna and how can I serve Krishna? And each and every Brajavasi and their pastimes with Krishna is a testimony of their amazing devotion. In the material world, the conditioned soul always has only two questions going on in his mind. How do I increase my pleasure and how do I minimize my pain? How can I grow my sampatti and how can I decrease my vipatti? How can I increase my profit and how can I minimize my loss? This kind of absorption in thinking about profit and loss is the definition of distraction. Distraction means to be constantly absorbed in thinking about one's own selfish pleasure. And absorption means to be thinking about how can I please Krishna in the midst of personal pleasure or pain. And so before Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Vrindavan was extremely peaceful place. And it is described that Krishna's appearance is a result of the collaboration of various personalities. First, we had Prishni and Sutapa performing austerities. The austerity of Prishni and Sutapa was followed by the prayers of Bhumi Devi in such a way that will please Krishna. And so, in this day and age, so therefore Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Kavyam kave kavyataya prasiddham. Amongst all kinds of poetry, the most famous poetry is what? Kavyasya kavyam chayato hi kavyam. The poetry which describes the pastimes of Brajbhumi is the highest. Tadeva kavyam mamastu kavyam, brajaika kavyam paramastu kavyam. And the poetry which describes the glories of the Brajavasis and their service to Krishna, that is the highest of all poetry. Nothing can compare to that. Nothing can beat that. And so, all of these different pastimes, which are extremely poetic, are supported by the philosophical purports and commentaries of our acharyas. Why? Because the conditioned soul currently experiences the disease of bhoga, the desire to enjoy. One reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the purpose of this world? And Prabhupada said, enjoyment. The reporter started smiling. Prabhupada said, not yours, Krishna's. But the natural default reaction is, everything in this world is meant for my enjoyment. Therefore, just like a doctor offers restrictions to the patient. And just like the milk needs a container to be contained within, the philosophy given by our acharyas act as the perfect container for all of these pastimes and their experiences to create the effect upon us. And so, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Tattva Bhakti Tattva Prema Tattva Sar Bhava Tattva Rasa Tattva Lila Tattva Ar. That the Srimad Bhagavatam and the pastimes of Lord Krishna, they comprise of Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prema Tattva, Bhava Tattva, Rasa Tattva, and Lila Tattva. So you may wonder, why you need so many tattvas? For me, Prasad Tattva is sufficient. Just like the doctor has access to so many different types of medicines for only one purpose, to cure the disease. So currently, the conditioned soul is obsessed with trying to enjoy in this world. And that tendency to enjoy, that hope which the conditioned soul has, that I have a future within this material world. The conditioned soul who is obsessed with the thought that lust, envy, greed, anger, all of these can purchase something for me in return. By expressing lust, by expressing greed, I will get some benefit. I give something and I get something in return. If people have the ability in this world to express lust or express envy or express anger or express greed, they do get some so-called benefits in this world. And such personalities are glorified. But when we go to the doorstep of the spiritual world, and while trying to enter the spiritual world, we try to show how much greed we have accumulated, how much pride we have accumulated, how much anger I have accumulated. These may be major accomplishments in this world. But to enter the spiritual world, when you show that currency of greed, pride, lust, envy, the gatekeepers of spiritual world will say, sorry, this currency doesn't work here. This currency is considered counterfeit here. It is demonetized. You cannot purchase and exchange anything for this in the spiritual world. But I have spent my whole life accumulating greed, accumulating lust, accumulating envy. Sorry, it doesn't work in the spiritual world. So therefore, artha means that which can help you acquire something in return. So money in your pocket can help you purchase. It is the purchasing power. Anartha means when you show that note, it doesn't give you anything in return. So therefore, in the spiritual world, greed, pride, lust, envy, all of these are considered anarthas. Prabhupada saw one disciple. In the altar of the disciple's house, that person had kept Radha Krishna photo, Gaur Nithai photo, Guru Parampara photo, and there was a photo of a beautiful girl also. Prabhupada said, other photos I understand. What is this one? He said, before coming to Krishna consciousness, she was my girlfriend. And I was extremely attracted to her because she is so beautiful. And Prabhupada said, what happened? She left me and went with somebody else. Because of that, I got so dejected. I felt so rejected. I was in such frustration. I started thinking, who am I? What is the goal of my life? And I met a book distributor and he revealed to me, who am I? And because of that, I am now connected to you. And because I am now attained your lotus feet, thanks to the frustration created by her, I consider her my guru. So Prabhupada said, you may have that feeling, but no need to keep in the same line as the parampara. That's stretching it a little too much. So anartha basically means avidya, or as they say, four types of anarthas which Thakur Bhaktivinoda explains. Papa or sin, which consists of avidya, ignorance, asmita, false ego, raga, attachment, dvesha, which is aversion, and abhinivesha means absorption in various kinds of misidentifications. Then there is punya, which is getting something as piety. Punya for what? For enjoying within this world in the heavenly planets. That is punya. We were in a yatra to Vrindavan with Dinabandhu Prabhu. And we were just going around and he was taking us many years ago. And we went and took a bath in Yamuna. And as we were bathing in river Yamuna, Dinabandhu Prabhu suddenly turned around and said, what is the difference between Ganga Snan and Yamuna Snan? Can anybody say? So none of us could respond. And then he said, the difference between Ganga Snan and Yamuna Snan is, Ganga Snan purifies you of all papa, and Yamuna Snan purifies you of all papa and punya. Some of us started coming out. To be purified of punya. But this punya is that which guarantees and offers sense gratification within this world, including in the heavenly planets. And third type of anartha apart from papa and punya is ashuddha bhakti. Bhakti which is mixed, which includes puja, lab, pratishtha, etc. And the fourth is aparadha, which is offense. So these are the four types of anarthas which we experience. And aparadhas consist of namaparad, dhamaparad, seva aparad, and vaishnav aparadha. So we are experiencing life in this material world with these anarthas. And so Thakur Bhaktivinoda explains that one of the purposes Krishna comes and performs his pastimes is by hearing those pastimes, by meditating on the meanings and the purports of those pastimes, and by applying those meanings in our life, we can be purified of our anarthas. Natathahi aghavan rajan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, it is described that a person may be extremely sinful. Poyeta tapa adibhi. He cannot aspire to purify himself with austerities, etc. So what is the best way to purify? Yatha Krishna arpitas prana. Find a person who has dedicated his life to Krishna. Tat purusha nishevaya. And start serving his lotus feet and start serving his desire. By doing that, one will become purified of the anarthas. And that is how the transformation begins. And so it is said, Sadrichi nohi ayam loke. This is the best path. Pumsa kshema akuto bhaya. This will make us free from fear. Sushila Sadhavo Yatra. And this path is extremely appropriate for those who are on the path of self-purification, for those who are well-behaved. Narayana Parayana. And that begins by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. And so, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that those who are on this path of devotional service, trying to serve and please Krishna, they experience five kinds of doubts. And these doubts create anxiety for them in their path of devotional service. The first is doubt about Shastra itself. Whether Shastra is appropriate or right or wrong or what. Second is doubt about one's goal or one's destination. Third is doubt about the process. Fourth is doubt about one's ability to practice this process. That's a very important doubt. Because as we are going along, you know, somebody many years ago, after 1 week or 2 weeks of connecting, he was asking, so what does it take to get initiated? So I said, you have to chant 16 rounds. He said, 16, that's it. I said, once you get initiated, then let me know. I was in a yatra many years ago, Radhanath Maharaj, late 90s. And after a full day's ecstatic, you know, dham parikrama, you know, I was about to take rest. And this other devotee in my room, he was in another bed. And he was sitting there, you know, looking at the pillow in front of him and sitting with his beads in his hand. And I looked at him and said, you look very angry. What happened? He says, no, nothing. It was a great day and you're sitting like this with beads in your hand and looking angry. It's 10 o'clock at night. What's your problem? He said, it's 10 o'clock at night and 6 rounds are remaining. I'm only thinking, who brought me to Krishna consciousness? So the practice, Prabhupada says, appears simple, but it is not easy. And therefore, after a few years, one may start getting doubts about one's ability. And the fifth kind of doubt is the doubts about various apparent contradictions which manifest in the scripture. So all of this put together create doubts. And so it is described, the process of anartha nivritti takes us. When we reach the stage of ruchi, we overcome the anarthas caused by ashuddha bhakti. When we reach the stage of asakti, the anarthas caused by papa and punya are purified. And when we reach the stage of prema, then we become freed from the aparadhas. And therefore, what is the process of then going through this anartha nivritti? The only method is the association of devotees. That satsanga is the only method by which such transformation can happen. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you say that by chanting Hare Krishna in the association of devotees, we'll go to the spiritual world and you will take us back to the spiritual world. My question is, how will I find you in the spiritual world? Prabhupada said, don't worry, I'll find you. You first follow the process and make sure that you actually come there. Some devotee told Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, they are saying that after man has gone to the moon, they have started to sell land on the moon. They have also started to offer tickets to go to the moon. What should we do? Prabhupada said, even if that happens, we will go there and sell books only. Distribute the Bhagavad Gita and all our literatures. So the material world continues to remain a place of difficulties, challenges, and the conditioned soul's heart remains filled with anarthas. What is the hope? The satsanga. Satsanga chhadi koino asate bilas te karne lagilu ye karma bandha phas. Narottam Das Thakur says, only in the satsang of the Vaishnavas we can be purified. Without that satsang, mind will go towards the tendency to enjoy. And just like what is the chance of a dust in association with water, that dust becomes mud to be trampled upon. That speck of dust in association with air is carried by air and places itself on the beautiful helmet of Lord Krishna, on the peacock feather of Lord Krishna. What is the chance of an insect to come in contact with Krishna's chest? But when that insect takes the shelter of a beautiful flower, that flower is plucked by the gardener and made into a beautiful garland. When that garland is offered by the pujari, that insect comes out of that flower and is able to touch and kiss Krishna's lotus chest, although unqualified. So all we need to do is to make sure that we are connected in the right way. And that is the greatest fortune for the conditioned soul. The greatest fortune is this association of devotees which Srila Prabhupada has inspired in the form of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Otherwise, this material world is filled with distresses and difficulties and challenges. Srila Prabhupada was in Mexico. His servant was massaging Srila Prabhupada, and his servant noticed that mosquitoes were biting him, and he was getting disturbed by these mosquitoes, but he saw that the mosquitoes were not biting Srila Prabhupada. So he commented to Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, I see that the mosquitoes are biting me, but I see the mosquitoes are not biting you. It looks like because you are a pure devotee, the mosquitoes are not biting you." Prabhupada said, "Maybe it is like that here, but in Calcutta, the mosquitoes make no difference." And then Prabhupada was in Calcutta, he was giving a class and the mosquitoes were circumambulating above his head. And Prabhupada kept watching for some time, then he got down from the Vyasasana. And then Prabhupada turned to the devotees and said, "Just see how the mosquitoes have dethroned me." And then Prabhupada was in Mayapur and his servant was massaging him. And these were like huge mosquitoes. Mayapur mosquitoes really empowered in those days, very, very huge. And they were biting him like anything. And he started thinking, what's going on here? And he said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you said mosquitoes, you said that Mayapur is like the spiritual world. Are there mosquitoes in the spiritual world?" Prabhupada said, "Even if they are all chanting Hare Krishna. But as long as we are in the material world, we have to go through the ups and the downs and the challenges and the difficulties. And so the way to overcome that is what is described in this verse. Iti nandadayo gopaha krishna rama katha muda. Focus and remain absorbed in the consciousness of the Brajavasis. Kurvanto rama manascha na vindan bhava vedana. So we discuss some of these pastimes in the 10th canto, where Krishna kills demons. And we will see some of these pastimes. How by hearing these pastimes, some of our major anarthas can be purified. The first pastime is that of Putana. As we know, Kamsa sends a host of demons to attack Krishna and kill Krishna. The first amongst these demons is Putana. And she comes dressed as a beautiful lady. Everybody thinks, oh, this is Lakshmi personified. Even Yashoda Mai comes under that influence, and Putana holds Krishna in her arms. As soon as Krishna comes in Putana's lap, Krishna closes his eyes. And acharyas give so many reasons why Krishna closes his eyes. But the most important reason is Krishna did not want to see the face of a demon like this. Krishna also knew that he is going to deliver Putana. And Krishna thought in future people may ask questions to him. How could you deliver someone so sinful? That is not proper. This is not justice. So people may ask questions to Krishna on why he has delivered a sinful person like Putana. So Krishna closed his eyes and was trying to look into all the past lives of Putana to search whether any iota of piety is there or not. And in this way, Krishna, he started drinking the milk of Putana. And as Krishna started drinking Putana's milk, the breast of Putana had been smeared with poison. So while drinking the milk, Krishna first of all started sucking Putana's life air. And as Krishna sucked out Putana's life air, she experienced such a pain she could not retain her original form as a beautiful lady. Putana expanded herself into her original form, and that huge form took Krishna along with her. And she was crushing down huge trees as she was crying out in pain. And then Putana's dead body fell, spread over several miles, with Krishna still playing upon her chest. The Vrajavasis came there and they were bewildered. They could not even understand what has happened. But for Krishna, it was simply like a joyride. Krishna Bhagavan ki. So Putana was killed. And at that point, Shukadeva Goswami, who actually became a Vaishnava, when he heard about the beauty of Krishna and the mercy of Krishna in the form of delivering Putana, that someone as beautiful as Krishna can also be so merciful that he offered to such a demoness a position in the spiritual world. So Shukadeva Goswami, while describing this pastime, he could see that Parikshit Maharaj is in anxiety. And he says, Nayatra Shravanadini, anyone who hears pastimes of Krishna, Rakshognani Swakarmasu, he need not be afraid, because any kind of demoniac influences cannot impact a place where Kuruvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyascha Tatrahi. Where Krishna Katha happens, all auspiciousness manifests. The consciousness will always remain protected. So, Shukadeva Goswami is meditating on Krishna's unlimited mercy, because after Putana was delivered, she was given the position of mother in the spiritual world. Padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam vandabhyam lokabanditaihi angam yasyah samakramya bhagavan apitatstanam. As Krishna is holding on to Putana's demoniac body, Shukadeva Goswami is meditating on that scene and is saying that beautiful divine lotus feet of Krishna, which is reddish in complexion, which has the fragrance of millions of lotuses and their pollens put together, Padbhyam Bhakta Hridistabhyam, that lotus feet of Krishna which is meditated upon by millions and millions of devotees in their heart. Vandabhyam lokavanditaihi, that lotus feet of Krishna which is most worshipable for all the demigods. Angam yasya samakramya, that lotus feet was touching the sinful demoniac body of पूतना। भगवान अपितत स्तनम एंड ही वॉज ड्रिंकिंग दैट पॉइजन एंड द मिल्क ऑफ पूतना। या तो धान्यपि सा स्वर्गम अवाप जननीम गतिम कृष्ण भुक्त स्तन क्षीरा किम उगावो नो मातरा। ऑल द पूतना केम विद द इंटेंशन टू किल कृष्ण, ऑल द पूतना केम विथ ऑल द एक्शंस टू किल कृष्ण, हर इंटेंशन एंड एक्शन वॉज डेमोनियक एंड सिंफुल, बट स्टिल अवाप जननीम गतिम कृष्ण गिव्स हर द पोजिशन ऑफ मदर। कृष्ण भोक्त स्तन क्षीरा। सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज वंडरिंग इफ फॉर अ पर्सन हु केम टू किल कृष्ण शी वॉज गिवन द पोजिशन ऑफ मदर इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, वॉट रिमेन्स फॉर कृष्ण टू गिव टू द ब्रजवासीज फॉर ऑफरिंग प्योर लव एंड डिवोशन टू कृष्ण? वॉट रिमेन्स फॉर कृष्ण टू गिव टू द गोपीस एंड द काउस who are simply offering their love and devotion to Krishna? So therefore, Shukadeva Goswami is in total ecstasy as he is meditating upon this pastime. Tasam aviratam Krishne kurvatinam sutekshanam nayatra kalpate rajan samsaro agyana sambhava. He says, if Putana is given such a position in the spiritual world, anybody who is engaged in positively cultivating devotion to Krishna, anyone who is sincerely practicing bhakti, na puna kalpate rajan samsaro agyana sambhava, that practicing devotee has to be fully convinced that even an imperfect relationship with Krishna manifests perfect results. And therefore, rather than aspiring to cultivate perfect relationship with objects, position, people and influences of this world, an imperfect little relationship with Krishna has greater benefit. And therefore, in the course of practicing one's devotion, if one starts thinking, I'm practicing, I'm chanting for so many years and doing this, doing that, so many things are happening, but still, my bhakti is not steady. How long I'm going to be continuing to chant these 16 rounds? Somebody was arguing with me, where in Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying to Arjuna, chant 16 rounds. From where you guys have brought this? And he was saying, anywhere on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna ever asked Arjuna? Arjuna mala ho gaya. Or did Arjuna ever tell Krishna, take the chariot behind that banyan tree, I have 4 rounds remaining. From where this 16 rounds has come? So I said, Baba, Krishna says in Gita, satatam kirtayanto mam. Krishna's recommendation is chant 24 hours. Can you do that? Srila Prabhupada realized you cannot do that. So he said mercifully, chant 16 rounds, maybe 2 hours. What do you think? He said, Prabhupada ki jai. So therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to South India, Nityananda Prabhu points this out to him. Tomar dui hasta baddha nama ganane jalapatra bahirvasa bahibe komane. My dear Lord, you are chanting with one hand, and as you are chanting and counting the mantras with the fingers of one hand, with the fingers of the other hand, you are counting how many rounds I have completed. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was constantly counting. And therefore, na puna kalpate rajan samsaro ajnana sambhavaha. If we sincerely practice the process, in spite of all our weaknesses and inabilities, Krishna is giving us hope through this pastime of putana. That you just continue the process. You just continue this, and then I will support and I will help you in every possible way. Putana represents a deceitful guru. The anartha of a deceitful guru. Putana represents mental voices which we may hear from within and which we believe to be real. Sometimes it is positive, but many times it may not be positive. You hear various voices. Sometimes I've heard people come and say, I've stopped chanting. Why? Because I heard Krishna tell me from within. And then, when you believe in those voices from within the mind, it may lead you in the wrong direction. Therefore, it is always good to consult with a living representative. And that's very important. One devotee, he was in New Zealand, and he met one book distributor, and the book distributor was trying to give him Bhagavad Gita. He refused. He said, why are you not taking the Gita? He says, no, no, I am from a Hindu country. I am from Nepal. Everybody is Hindu, so we know all this. I don't need all this. 1 week later, this Nepali boy met the book distributor again and then immediately said, can you give me 3 Gitas? He said, 1 week back, you were giving me big lecture. What happened in this 1 week? He says, you know what? After I refused to take the Gita from you, that night I got a dream. And in my dream, my great-grandfather manifested. So the book distributor said, have you ever met him before? He says, no. Then how do you know his great-grandfather? He introduced himself. And he said, oh, my dear boy, I used to study a lot of Bhagavad Gita, but after me, nobody in the family seems to be interested. I am getting very worried. It is your responsibility now to take some Gitas and distribute it to family members so that they also start studying the Gita. So that's why I have come here to take the Gitas from you. So the preacher was very impressed. He said, your great-grandfather is a great preacher. So actually, we need the voices from without more prominently. The voices of devotees who are guiding us on the right path of bhakti. And so, putana here refers to the deceitful guru, all kinds of various speculative enterprises which may make us deviate from the path of bhakti. Somebody came to Srila Prabhupada and said, actually, I have found my guru, and the symptom of this guru is when he touches me, I get a shock. Prabhupada said, you put your hand in the electric socket, you will get a bigger shock. But that's not the symptom of what a guru is as described in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. And therefore, we cannot accept these speculations as real. So putana here represents this anartha. And in the practice of our bhakti, even if sometimes you get some inspiration and some intuition, it is always safe to confirm with a devotee rather than act on it without that confirmation. One of our devotees from a very big business family. When he started chanting, after a few days, he just got some inspiration. And then he approached, one devotee and said, I'm getting this inspiration that something is going to happen in the markets and there is going to be some financial disaster. And so I think I should sell off some of these shares. So devotee said, well, there is no harm in doing that. So this, person went to his father and said, these particular stocks we should sell off. Father said, why? Said, because there is going to be some financial crisis. Said, who told you? Well, I was chanting Hare Krishna and I got the inspiration. Father said, stop chanting. You are getting too many ideas. Says, no, I am convinced. So he went to, the person who was managing his finances and told him that I am getting this inspiration. I want to sell off these particular shares. Says, but I am an MBA in finance. I don't see any problem. Says, no, I chanted Hare Krishna. I got some inspiration from within. It is my money. Sell it off. So they sold it off. And in 1 week's time, the Lehman Brothers collapsed. This was in 2007-8. And there was a whole financial crisis globally. And because they had sold these shares on time, the family saved more than 10 crore rupees. Father called the son and said, beta, chant more. And this guy who was managing the finances, he called him and said, I have studied the, MBA course and everything. What was that mantra you were talking about? Maybe that will help me also. So Putana refers to the fact that we need bona fide, proper guidance. And without that guidance, we cannot remain on the path. Because so many ups and downs will come. These ups and downs will bewilder us. And it is only the association of devotee which acts as the firm ground on which we can remain steady on this path. And so when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Ramananda Rai, Ramananda Rai glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he says, Amanistarite tomar iha agaman parama dayalu tumi patita pavan. My dear Lord, you have appeared to deliver me. You are the most merciful because you are the deliverer of the fallen. And then the question arises, who's fallen? And he says, Vedanishtha madhye ardhe ka veda mukhe mane veda nishiddha paap kore dharma nahi gone. One who knows what is to be done, what is not to be done, still does not have the strength to follow it. And he succumbs to various temptations due to weakness of the heart. That is known as patita. And so, the next pastime reveals how Krishna, along with Yashoda Mai, just after his appearance, Yashoda Mai is offering a beautiful festival, serving so many brahmanas, serving so many guests, and she places Krishna under one cart. The cart is Shakata. And that cart is filled with various pots, and the pots are filled with goras, milk, ghee, honey, curd, etc. And Yashoda Mai goes and offers hospitality, and as Krishna is lying under that cart, he is only surrounded on all sides by little cowherd boys. They are the only ones in that scene. Suddenly, everybody witnesses, those small boys, they witness a very unique scene. As Krishna is lying under that cart, Krishna, who is only a few days old, Krishna, who is apparently not strong, with his tiny little feet, Krishna suddenly kicks that cart. And that huge cart with all of the different items kept on top of it topples, collapses, and scatters in all directions. And there is a huge tumultuous sound. Hearing that, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, and all the cowherd boys come running there. What has happened? They are concerned for Krishna. Yashoda Mai picks up Krishna. She offers all kinds of mantras to protect Krishna, requests the Brahmanas to bless her son Krishna. And they do not realize that what Krishna has just now done is killed a demon whose name is Shakatasur. He had taken the form of that cart and was waiting to crush Krishna, who had been placed under him. So the Acharyas explain that when Krishna appears in different forms as Vamanadeva, he grows his form. When Krishna appears as Narsingadeva, he has a very ferocious looking form. All of these forms, Krishna has to exert some effort. But when Krishna appears as Krishna, without changing any of his form, in his self-same Sachidananda form as Krishna, as Bal Gopal, Krishna manages to exert power without even using any weapons. So the unique thing about Krishna in Vrindavan is, Krishna killed all the demons in Vrindavan without using a single weapon. And so, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes a beautiful poem called Swayam Bhagavat Ashtakam, in which he describes how Krishna used different limbs of his body to kill different demons. Putana with his lips, now Shakatasur with his feet. And Krishna wanted to show that any limb you take, all my limbs are saksham, all my limbs are potent, and I can take care of these demons through any of these limbs. So therefore, he says, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishnera jate ka khela sarvottama naralila narabapu jahara swarupa. Kaviraj Goswami says, amongst different forms of Krishna, the different incarnations of Krishna, sarvottama, the best is Krishna as Shyamasundar Nandanandan. Shakatasur represents the anartha of load-carrying mentality, which is a result of old and new habits. Various habits which we carry from our past, they haunt us like ghosts. They make it difficult for us to practice Krishna consciousness with steadiness. And therefore, in the course of our journey, as we are going through the practice of Krishna consciousness, we just feel the load of these habits. They seem to be slowing down our progress. And that is what Shakatasur represents. And sometimes these habits, they are not easy to change because they are conditionings from the past. One devotee was preaching to somebody and telling him that to come to the stage of mode of goodness, you have to eat food which is offered to the Lord without onion and without garlic. And this man said, without onion, without garlic, not possible. That is my life. Arey Baba, try. So many people are doing it. They are living. There is no problem. At least you make a beginning. So he actually started chanting But in spite of chanting for 1 year, 2 years, still he could not give up. Because every time this devotee would meet him, he would ask, "Are you chanting?" "Yes." "What about onion garlic?" "Oh, sorry, I am still continuing because I am fallen." So every time that was his response, "I am fallen." So after 2 years of continuously following up, this preacher also became fed up. Because everybody has a limit. So he just felt, this is too much. This guy is not taking me seriously only. So he said to this person who was addicted to eating onion and garlic, "You know what? I just got a realization." "Well, what is that?" He said, "In this lifetime, you will never be able to give up onion and garlic. You are hopeless." He said like that and went. That night, this man could not sleep. Next day, he gave up onion and garlic. And he was sharing with me that sometimes you need a heavy dose like that. Then only you actually start changing. So many times you kind of feel, "I just can't do it. My habits are so strong." You know, somebody I used to cultivate many years ago, you know, I told him that our process is chanting. "You chant 16 rounds. So he said, "16 rounds? How much time it will take?" I said, "It will take 2 hours. "Swamiji, I am not like you, without a job. Are Baba, I am so busy morning till night. I don't have time to sleep, time to breathe also. Impossible. I cannot chant 16 rounds. I said, "At least chant 4 rounds. "Well, 4 rounds? Are you mad?" I said, "At least 1 round. 1 round. Then finally, we negotiated for 4 mantras. So when you get into preaching, you will realize what the market is like. So then after 6 months of chanting 4 rounds, he came to 8 rounds, 8 mantras. Then after 2 years, gradually he came to 64 mantras. That was an achievement. So one day after my program, I was talking to a few devotees. This man came to me and said, "Prabhu, 64 chal raha hai mera." The devotees got depressed. I said, "Mantra, not mala." So it is not easy to suddenly transform your habits. And so Srila Prabhupada specifically said, when you come in the association of devotees, you have to keep your heart open. When you close your heart, the flow of mercy stops. And when the flow of mercy stops, the ability for the devotees to transform your heart also gets limited. So that is known as technically aparadha. Radha means satisfaction. Aparadha means diminishing satisfaction. And that happens when externally we are respectful to devotees, but internally we become skeptical about the devotees, about devotion, about Krishna consciousness in general. And that's where the old habits start attacking like never before. So therefore, somebody came to Srila Prabhupada and he was arguing with him. "Hare, you are saying chant Hare Krishna and practice bhakti and this and that. What will happen if everyone in the world starts chanting Hare Krishna? If everybody becomes Hare Krishna?" Prabhupada said, "Don't worry, there will always be people like you who will never become." So that is never an argument. But the process has to begin somewhere. And so Srila Prabhupada was so merciful that he facilitated devotees who were just a few months in the movement to worship deities. Srila Prabhupada introduced the worship of the deities in his ISKCON temples in the West. Many of them had no clue what this deity worship is all about. But Srila Prabhupada had faith that they will be purified as a result of this process. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that although chanting is the Yuga Dharma, but deity worship is the auxiliary means, because to chant the holy names, you need an absorbed mind. Lust in the mind creates distraction. And by worshipping the deities, one becomes purified. And that facilitates the process of chanting. In Australia, Prabhupada was installing deities. And when he installed the deities, the senior most person was only 6 months old. And he said, I'm only 6 months old, how will I worship? Prabhupada prayed to the deities, you please manage your own worship. Because these are so young. And then while going, the devotee said, any instruction? Prabhupada said, yes, apart from other things, also offer 6 times bhoga. And Prabhupada didn't explain what is bhoga. The devotees thought it is some kind of a sweet dish. So they started searching for recipe of bhoga. How is bhoga cooked? After 6 months when Prabhupada returned, he said, how is everything going on? They said, everything is going on well, but we could not find out what is the recipe for bhoga. Prabhupada said, recipe for bhoga? Bhoga means offering. Every offering is called bhoga. It is not a sweet dish like halwa. He said, oh, we never figured it out. We were only thinking we could not follow your instruction. Another devotee, he came and joined the temple. On the day he joined, the pujari left. And he told him, aarti is going to start in half an hour. You take a bath and start. Well, what is aarti? You take this article, take one agarbatti, take this deep and take this, take that. Keep offering. Keep offering. But with what? With devotion. And he left. And this devotee, he offered agarbatti for half an hour. Deep for another half an hour. The whole aarti took 3 hours. And he started thinking, 6 aartis means 18 hours. No, there is something wrong. So whom to ask? There was nobody in the temple. So he wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Question 1. That when it comes to aarti, what is the procedure and how long the aarti is to be done? Question 2. I am worshipping these 3 personalities, one in black, one in yellow, one in white. Who are they? Athato bhayankar jigyasa. But still, Srila Prabhupada had faith that Krishna, with his purifying potency, will purify. And therefore, Shakatasur represents this habit, old habits, which make it extremely difficult for us to carry on with the kind of speed which we would like in the practice of bhakti. So now, thanks to Srila Prabhupada's introducing deity worship across the whole world, there are hundreds of Radha Krishna deities, hundreds of Gaur Nithai deities, several Panchatattva deities in different parts of the world, and the devotees are sincerely practicing worshipping them. In New Zealand, the devotees had a very small altar, but they had a desire to worship 2 sets of deities. So they decided, out of their creativity, to make a revolving altar. So they put a motor underneath. They installed Gaur Nithai in front. Back to back, they installed Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And when you press the button, the altar would move. So when Prabhupada came, he offered obeisances to Gaur Nithai. When he got up, he saw Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. He got totally bewildered. And he said, what is this? Are these deities or rolling stone? And Prabhupada said, yes, your mood is very good that you want to offer. But there are certain rules and regulations which you have to follow. And therefore, as we practice the process, Srila Prabhupada's dream was very few people can actually come and stay in a temple. ISKCON has not been created so that everybody can come and stay in the temple. Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON so that after coming to the temple, you get inspired by seeing the beautiful deities of Radha Gopinaji, Gornita, Shinaji, who have been decorated so beautifully by the Pujari team and the decoration team, is it not? Yeah. By being inspired by these deities. By being inspired by the beautiful darshan, you decide that I will make my home also into a temple. And then you worship, you know, a photo of Radha Krishna or a deity of Gornithai or Jagannath or whatever in your home. So the advantage is you can worship them with the flexibility you want. Right? That was the whole idea. Because you cannot expect the whole world to follow exactly the same standards like the temple, six offerings, six arati, 4:30 Mangal arati, this and that and everything. It may not be possible. So therefore, in your home, you worship as per whatever works best for you by following certain minimum standards. I remember many years ago, Brahmachari, he left the ashram after 2-3 years, 97, 98. So while going, I asked him, any feedback you have? Prasad was not good? No, prasad was good. Devotees did not deal? No, they were also okay. So anything you want us to change here? He said, yeah, only one thing. If Mangalarti can be made 10 o'clock, it will be best. But that is not possible here. Right? So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies the most wonderful Vaishnav, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and says, Ghore Krishna Bhaji More Kora Ashirvade Nila Chale Asi Jena Tomar Prasade. You are worshipping Krishna at home. Therefore, you are qualified even to bless sannyasi. Because the sincerity and the submission with which you are serving, that has empowered you. Now Yashoda Mai keeps Krishna on her lap. And suddenly Krishna can see that all around there is a storm which is brewing. That storm starts raising the dust of Vrindavan in everyone's eyes. Krishna can see danger is coming. Krishna suddenly starts increasing his weight. Bhagavat says, Muhurtam abhavat goshtham rajasa tamasa vratam suta yashodana pashyat tasmin yastavati sutaha rajasa tamasa vratam. The small particles of dust, they entered into everyone's eyes. And nobody could see each other. The whole place became completely darkened. Rajasa tamasa avritam. So the acharyas explain, just like that raja, or the particles of dust, covered people's vision, even Yashoda Mai could not see Krishna. The Brajavasis could not see Krishna. Rajasa also means mode of passion. When the desire to enjoy the senses overwhelms the consciousness, avritam, our consciousness becomes covered and we are unable to see Krishna, although we may be in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is that space, that domain, that location, that consciousness where each and every iota is permeated with the desire and inundated, imbued with the desire to serve and please Krishna. Rajasa tamasa avratam. So at this stage Krishna becomes extremely heavy. As a result, Yashoda Mai keeps Krishna on the ground. And when she keeps Krishna on the ground, next moment, that tornado, who's actually a demon, whose name is Trinavarta, picks up Krishna with the intention to take Krishna high up in the sky and strangle him and throw him on the ground. And as Krishna is picked up by Trinavarta, Krishna starts increasing his weight. And then Krishna holds Trinavarta by the neck, apparently to prevent himself from falling. And initially even Trinavarta does not realize, who is this who is putting his hand around my neck? And as Krishna holds Trinavarta's neck, and when Krishna increases his weight, Trinavarta now wants to throw Krishna away. But Krishna has become attached to the fact that I want to kill Trinavarta. So he's holding Trinavarta's neck. And Trinavarta is trying his level best, but is unable to shake Krishna off. And then high up in the sky, Krishna, with all of his might and power, strangles Trinavarta. And after that, the entire body of Trinavarta, from high up in the sky, comes crashing straight down onto a huge piece of rock, on which Trinavarta falls, dies, and Krishna is still there on top of Trinavarta, playing as if he just completed a roller coaster ride. Krishna Bhagwan ki. Yeah. And all the Brajavasis come there and they see Krishna playing on Trinavarta. And they are wondering, what happened? And Nanda Maharaj, he offers prayers to the Supreme Lord, saying that because of all the pious activities Brajavasis did, Krishna has been protected. And because of the sinful activities which this demon has done, it is the weight of his sins which has crashed him to the ground. So therefore the sins are very heavy and they bring us down. Pious activities are elevating and they lift us up. Shrinvatam Svakatham Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. So when we engage in Shravan and Kirtan, it increases our piety. It purifies our consciousness. And therefore, Trinavarta represents the anartha of false pride produced by useless scholarship, which results in a tendency to engage in debate, arguments, reasoning, controversy, disloyal to pure bhakti. Trinavarta represents this anartha. So sometimes when we engage in scholarship, the purpose of scholarship should be to appreciate the glories of Krishna. The purpose of scholarship should not be to present oneself as superior to somebody else. Scholarship should not become an instrument to advertise our false pride. And therefore, many times under the influence of useless scholarship, one indulges in all kinds of speculative conclusions as far as scripture is concerned. And therefore, this actually takes us away from pure bhakti. Srila Prabhupada was in Amritsar and Gurudas Prabhu was with him. And then as Srila Prabhupada was hearing various philosophers presenting speculative philosophies. And all those philosophers were saying, everything is one, everything is one. We are all one with God, everything is one. Prabhupada got up, started walking away. Gurudas Prabhu said, Prabhupada, you are the next speaker. Prabhupada said, so much speculation. Everything is one, everything is one. I'm not interested. But Prabhupada, who will speak? Prabhupada said, you. So Prabhupada, I'm very young. I'm only 2 years in the movement. Prabhupada said, the level at which they are speaking, what you know is enough. So Gurudas Prabhu felt empowered. And then he was on the podium next. And then he said, you say everything is one, but my question is Rasgulla the sweet same as stool on the street? And the philosophers were sitting there, they were shocked. They got bewildered. They had never heard anything like this. They came to Srila Prabhupada and started complaining. Your disciple is very impudent. He's telling us to eat stool on the street. Prabhupada looked at Gurudas and said, you said like that? He says, no, Prabhupada, I just made an example, analogy. They are saying everything is one. I said, how can Rasgulla the sweet be same as stool on the street? Prabhupada looked at those philosophers and Prabhupada said, my American disciples, they give very graphic examples. So, I'll take care, don't worry. And then they left. When they left, Prabhupada turned to Gurudas Prabhu and said, what was that example? Stool on the street and Rasgulla the sweet? Excellent example. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra says, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. And therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu was very ecstatic. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya says to Lord Chaitanya, Jagata Nistarile Tume Seha Alpakarya Ama Udharile Tume E Shakti Ascharya. You have delivered the whole world. That is not astonishing. You have delivered me. That is mind-boggling. Why? Tarka Shastra Jada Ami Seha Lauha Pinda Amadravai Letumi Pratapa Prachanda. My dear Lord, my tendency for logic and reason and false arguments was just like a piece of iron. But with your divine, powerful spiritual potency, you have melted my iron-like hard heart. And so I am able to appreciate what is bhakti. And then when Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu visited early in the morning with Mahaprasad in his hand, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya opened the door. He had not yet performed his morning duties. Lord Chaitanya gave him that prasadam, Jagannath's Mahaprasadam. Immediately, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya glorified the Mahaprasadam, recognized the Mahaprasadam as the Lord's remnants, honored it without going through his morning ablutions and duties. Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy and he says, Aji moi anayase jininu tribhuvan Aji moi korinu vaikuntha arohan. Lord Chaitanya says, today I feel like I have conquered the whole world. Today I feel I have reached and attained Vaikuntha. Why? Aji mora purna hoila sarva abhilash sarva bhauma hoila mahaprasade vishwas. Today I feel very confident because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who used to think everything is one, has now recognized that this Mahaprasad is the mercy of the Lord. And therefore, what exactly is dharma? Dharma means three steps. First step, do your karma. Second step, accept daiva or destiny. And third step, wait for kala to deliver the results of your karma as per your destiny. And those who are impersonal speculators, they do not accept the differences and the varieties. And for them, everything is just one. And so, Trinavarta represents this particular aspect. Useless scholarship. And we must give it up. Then only we will have faith. And Krishna, he does not tolerate anybody competing with his potencies. So Trinavarta was trying to show off his yogic potencies. But Krishna crushed those potencies down and destroyed it. So therefore, we should not try to compete with Krishna's potencies. We should try to collaborate and serve those potencies. Then there is a pastime where Nalakuvar and Manigriv, they are the sons of Kuvera and they are bathing in Mandakini, and at this stage they are completely oblivious to the fact that Shripad Narad Muni is right there. And so this is the last pastime we will discuss, and we will end in a few minutes. This is a very important pastime which demonstrates how, in spite of having received facilities, if you do not acknowledge it, then those facilities will be taken away. Rudrasya anucharau bhutva sudriptau dhanadatmajau kailasa upavane vanyau mandakinyo madotkatau. They were associates of Rudra, son of Kubera, were bathing in Mandakini, they were in Kailash. How many more privileges you need? But Varuni Madiram Pitva Mada Ghurnitalochana, they were intoxicated. And because of that, they became forgetful of what privileges they have received. And so when Narad Muni came there, he became very upset with them. And he gave them the curse. What is the curse? You become trees. And on that basis, he said to them that Nahi anyo jusato joshyam buddhi bhramshora joguna strejanair anujatyadir yatrastri dyutamasava. One who is intoxicated by wealth becomes proud. And then he commits offense. Therefore, the best way is to make you poverty stricken. How? Become trees in Vrindavan, in Gokul. And when Krishna comes in future, Krishna will deliver you. And that is what happened. That this curse appeared to be a curse, but they got to witness Krishna's beautiful pastimes in the courtyard. And then finally, Lord Damodar, as he was pulling the ukhal, he remembered Devarishi me priyatamo yadimau dharadatmajau tattada sadayishyam yangitam tan mahatmana. Devarishi has said they have to be delivered. My devotee has said they have to be delivered. I have to follow that. And because of that, he brought the ukhal between the two trees and crushed those two trees down. And they regain their forms as Nalakuvar and Manigriv. And so it is described that the pride, arrogance, cruelty and intoxication caused by high birth and wealth can be destructive. How does one overcome that? Only by the grace of a Vaishnava like Narad Muni. Sadhunam samachittanam sutaram matkritatmanam darshanam nubhavet bandha pumsa akshnor savituryatha. Just like darkness cannot remain in front of sun, ignorance cannot remain in front of pure devotees association. And therefore, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, He wanted us to distribute this message of the Srimad Bhagavatam of Krishna Leela. And the book distribution department of Chowpatty Temple is happy to organize on the occasion of upcoming Bhadra Purnima from the 5th of September to 11th of September, a Bhagavat Katha scheme where in different places across Mumbai, Bhagavat Katha will be organized. Speakers will be speaking on Bhagavatam and 108 Bhagavat Kathas are going to be organized. And if you are inspired to speak, you can also speak, because it all depends on the sincerity, right? It is the intention. We had one brahmachari who did not know, you know, to sing kirtan, but he would just go and sing regular Mahamantra, Prabhupada's dhun. The congregation after 3-4 years said, "Can you sing a new tune?" So he came to the temple and he requested somebody, "Teach me a new tune." He taught him a new tune. He thought he learned the tune. He went to the program again, and when he sat, again the same tune came. So the devotee said, "Are you were going to sing a new tune." He went back to the temple, again requested, "You teach me in a way I won't forget." So he said, "That's only way is, program starts at 7:30, I'll start teaching you new tune at 6 o'clock. You keep singing the tune all the way to the program." So he went to the program singing that tune. And as he went to the program, he saw the altar. He offered obeisances and said, "Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshta." I got up, forgot the tune. After that, he realized, whatever I know, let me share that. So whatever Bhagavatam you know, you share with others. And these are the beautiful, you know, books, which have also been produced by devotees to help you appreciate the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a book, The Art of Studying and Teaching Scriptures by Gaurang Darshan Prabhu. And there is a beautiful book on being Srila Prabhupada Anugas, all the instructions and teachings of Srila Prabhupada on how to be an exemplary leader in the practice of Krishna consciousness. This has been written by His Grace Rasik Raman Prabhu. And both of these books have been printed and published by Tulsi Books, the publishing house of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. And we highly recommend that you read these books. And most importantly, as part of the Bhagavat Katha scheme and the distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam on the occasion of Bhadra Purnima, we request you to contact the book godown or His Grace Mukundamala Prabhu or Shadbhuj Prabhu or any of the other devotees who are active in book distribution or your counselors. This is a great opportunity for all of you to share the message of Krishna consciousness with all on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. We feel very honored in the presence of the Guru Parampara, this beautiful Guru Parampara, which was designed by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and executed by Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhu. For many years it has been lying in our, they were adorning our courtyard, you know, in the corridor. But when they have been brought here, they are appearing so effulgent, so transcendental, so divine. I'm afraid if Radhanath Maharaj would come here and sees this, he may say that let this be permanently here. That is how attractive and transcendental they look. So we are very grateful to all the devotees who have actively participated in making this Janmashtami festival a grand success. Thanks to all the devotees who have offered their different sevas. And I hope and pray that on this occasion of Krishna Janmashtami, we pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji to offer us sincerity and the right maturity to make the choices, to overcome the anarthas in our heart and take the satsang of the devotees very seriously, by which our practice of devotional service can become steady, strong and progressive. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.